Late last week, Duke University announced that it would postpone a plan to build a freestanding combined heat and power plant on campus that would have burned natural gas. The decision came after environmental groups pressured the university about its commitment to renewable and clean energy. Duke is hoping to power its campus in the near future using a fuel that's plentiful in North Carolina, hog waste. James Morrison reports.
In 2010, Duke University piloted a system for turning hog excrement into electricity. This system is still running at Lloyd Ray Farm in Yadkinville, hundreds of miles west of where most of the state's hogs live. Marvin Cavanaugh is the owner of the engineering firm Cavanaugh Solutions, which designed the farm's anaerobic digestion system.
It's like feeding a baby. You got to feed that baby when that thing's hungry, and it stays hungry.
On any hog farm, water is used to flush waste out of the barns and into a lagoon. Bacteria eats that poop and creates methane. Instead of letting the methane bubble into the atmosphere and add to climate change, Cavanaugh captures it by covering the lagoon with basically a giant pool cover.
A big storage balloon is what it amounts to.
That methane is then cleaned and turned into pressurized natural gas that can be turned into electricity. It's a lot of work to produce a small amount of gas, but that's not the point. The goal of this system is for Duke University and Google to earn carbon offset credits by destroying the pig farm's methane, which is 25 times more potent than CO2. If you create a little natural gas in the process, that's just an added benefit. But as more companies and countries move away from fossil fuels, this renewable natural gas is starting to become a lot more attractive.
We had two teams from China came. It was a real funny story. I was asking them what they were going to do with the gas. They were over in China. So we're going to bottle it and burn it in our cars. I said, it's not cost effective. He said, maybe not for you. What you pay for gas, but what we pay for gas, it's very effective.
Over the past 7 years, the project at Lloyd Ray Farms has taught Cavanaugh and Duke how to scale the production process and squeeze more gas from each hog farm. Cavanaugh is now testing this new design at a project in the eastern part of the state.
The Optima KV project will probably generate enough electricity that 1,000 homes would use in a year.
That's Randy Wheelis of Duke Energy, which is purchasing the project's swine biogas to meet a state-required mandate. The Optima KV project came online in late March and directs biogas from 5 Duplin County hog farms into a natural gas pipeline. This is what's known as directed biogas. Instead of each farm producing electricity and selling that to a utility, they're piping the biogas directly to a nearby Duke Energy power plant.
We think we can burn that at existing power plants and get a lot more energy out of it than the conventional way, which was to burn it on site at the farms.
A 2013 Duke University study found this pipeline approach could lower the cost of swine biogas to as little as 5 cents a kilowatt hour, which is roughly the same price as solar power. And there's a reason Duke University is interested in lowering the price of renewable natural gas. It has a goal of bringing all its emissions to zero by 2024. And while solar and wind energy can get Duke most of the way there, it's not enough. Massive boilers at Duke University need a combustible fuel source to turn water into steam that will heat campus buildings. The plan is to convert the boilers from burning natural gas to burning swine biogas.
And that means we would be able to run on a renewable energy source, and we would also get credit for destroying that methane that's coming off of those lagoons.
Tanya Voich is director of biogas strategy at Duke University. She envisions a time in the near future where all hog farms in the state will be connected to a renewable natural gas pipeline. And she says it shouldn't stop with hog waste. Biogas can be made from food scraps, chicken poop, and even human waste.
Once we develop the infrastructure for a biogas market in North Carolina, you're going to see those other sectors find ways to make biogas as well. It's sort of field of dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Except this field of dreams is made of poop. James Morrison, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.